FM News Talk 97.1. Podcast.
Welcome to Second Amendment Radio, everyone.
We are on the air.
I did not expect the show to start like that.
Yeah, so
Chad's
Second Amendment.
Got me all hyped.
Second Amendment Radio. I've seen you air drum. I'd like to see you rap.
I was about ready to start doing it right there.
Well, I mean, we are doing my birthday where we're going to do karaoke, so I mean, that might be feed you some booze.
There you go.
And then next thing you know,
tell you what,
going.
If Chad and I go to your birthday party, uh-huh. I'll do the Chester Bennington part of that. We will sing that song. I'll do the Linkin Park guy part, and Chad
can
do the Jay-Z.
Have you seen Naughty Grandpa or Bad
Grandpa?
I can do
Grandpa. What the hell you been waiting for?
Can you say that on the air?
After this, there should be no more.
Yeah, there you go. See?
We're going to kill it.
Can't roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, make some noise. What the hell are you waiting for? We're ready.
You guys are.
What a way to start this show. We are off and running.
You need to lay off the Mountain Dew.
It's Glocktober, baby, and I can't be stopped.
It is Glocktober. Well, you're already getting into it.
See?
Yeah, it is Glocktober at the
okay.
shop.
You wouldn't be able to tell, but this is Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. I'm Tony Colombo. That is Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Chad Ellis, producer of The Stars, is here as well. And it is Glocktober.
Yep.
I just mentioned that, so let's just let's start right there. Tell folks what's happening this month at Southern Armory, all the amazing deals on Glocks.
So Glocktober is probably one of my favorite. Did I tell you it was my favorite promotion? obviously, Glocks are on sale, right? So they're starting.
We were at the lake last weekend, on last Sunday, and my wife and I went to the outlet mall, and we went by the Croc store.
Yeah.
And it was, they were advertising.
Croctober.
Croctober.
Nice.
And I said to her, I said, hey, Aaron has a big sale in October at the gun store. Can you guess what it is? And she doesn't listen to the show, so she didn't have any.
Yeah,
So she thought about it for a minute.
Yeah.
And she said, Glocktober? And I was like, oh my God, you're right. She nailed it. I couldn't believe it.
So
either she does listen and she's lying to me, or she's a good guess. Yeah.
So if you get on southernarmory.com, right at the top here, I'll pull it up on my iPad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Glocktober.
Yeah.
Right.
Nice.
Kind of even creepy looking, too.
Yeah, it's got that Halloween vibe.
It's got the Halloween vibe, definitely.
Sure.
You're going to be hearing the ads on the radio, too. You know, Thursdays and Fridays are generally, we advertise before the weekend. But cheapest Glock we have on sale right now, $399.95.
Wow. And that's a really good deal on a Glock, correct?
Yeah, on any Glock. So they are the lowest priced Glock that we can offer.
Which
Glock.
One is that? Can you say?
That is the Glock 42. It's the 380.
Okay.
It's got a 3.25 inch barrel. It's single stack, 6 rounds. Great gun for concealed carry.
Yeah.
Another popular one is the Glock 43. That's $449.95. 9mm. It's a little bit bigger than the 380. And then when you get into the Gen 4 Glocks, $499.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want a Glock 19, you can pay $499 and get one.
What's the Glock version of, and it may be one that you just mentioned, of like the really small fits in your pocket?
Yeah, that'd be the 42 or the 43.
Gotcha.
We'd both be able to do that.
Gotcha.
15% off branded accessories. So we're talking actual Glock magazines, Glock signs, holsters, Glock lights, Glock cleaning mats. If it's got Glock written on it, it's made by Glock, you're getting 15% off.
Nice.
Did you know Glock made knives?
I did not.
They make knives.
No, I do now.
Yep. You're $28.95.
Nice.
$29. Get you, and it's like a big fixed blade knife. It's like no joke.
That's
pretty cool.
Here's a
little photo of it. You can get it in black, tan. There's OD too. Really neat thing, when you buy the gun from us, you get a Glock case. Not like the hard case that comes with the gun, but like a soft case, pistol case for the gun, too. And those are like $20 bags.
Holy cow.
So you're getting that for free. You do have to present the coupon. Coupon's easy to get. You go to southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
Very good.
Southernarmory.com.
There he is.
And then
Chad's in his game.
So yeah, you go, you get that coupon, you cut it out, bring it in, bam. Now, that's why supplies last. You know, Glock only gives us a set number of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get in and get in early. Now, special orders are welcome. We, you know, if we don't have it in stock, we'll gladly order it for you, and we'll still give you the price.
Right.
Even though it may not be immediately available, it might come in November, mm-hmm. or maybe Glock's not going to do a production run until December. We'll still give you the price. We don't care.
That's cool.
You know, we're glad to work
with
you.
As long as you make the deal in Glocktober.
Yep. It's good to go. That includes It could be the last day of Glocktober. We'll be like, yeah, we'll give you the price. So,
that's awesome.
We are a Blue Label dealer, so we do back our boys in blue. Also applies to the boys in red. So if you're a firefighter, law enforcement, paramedic, EMT, on a hazmat team, prosecuting attorney, federal flight deck officer, a bunch of stuff, you would qualify for the Blue Label Glocks.
That's cool.
So you can come in, and then those prices we can't discuss on air, contract thing. But
right.
They are substantially cheap.
That's good.
You're allowed.
They deserve that.
Yeah, and you're allowed two per calendar year. We had that question the other day, and it's two per calendar year. So you can buy two now. And
two,
then,
if you, are you talking about just the Blue Label situation?
Yeah, on okay. the Blue Label box. Gotcha. Yeah, you can buy two of them now, and then January 1st, you can get two more.
That's great.
So we got some regulars that buy them, you know, every year, and mm-hmm. then they buy a new one the next year. I'm like, what do you do with these? They're like, oh, we just shoot them for a while and then sell them. I'm like, like for a profit, they're like, no, pretty much what we paid for them.
Right.
You know, but you know, somebody's getting a good deal either way.
You guys do the trade-in?
Yeah.
For others?
Buy, sell, trade. Absolutely.
So somebody could come in with an older Glock and want to make an upgrade.
Yep.
And
you can have a Gen 1 or Gen 2 or Gen 3 Glock. Bring it in. We're happy to work
with
you.
Do you sell the used guns too, or yep. do you do something else with mm-hmm. them?
Okay, yeah, and gotcha. Used guns, I'm not going to lie to you, we get a ton of used guns in.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're a little bit older of a shop, we've been mm-hmm. around a while, people love to buy, sell, trade with us. We've been told that we give more for used guns than other gun shops.
That's good.
We've literally had people come in, we make them an offer, then they leave, they go to two, three other gun shops, and they come back, and they're like, we'll take your offer.
Right.
And after they have their money in hand, they're like, oh, by the way, you were $300 higher than somebody else. Like, oh, okay.
That's awesome.
We need to adjust how we do this.
No, that's great.
So people love to buy, sell, trade with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great
What do you think of, I know this is a loaded question because you sell them, but,
yeah.
and loaded because, you know.
It's a gun store.
Guns. What are your thoughts generally on used guns? People wanting to buy a used gun. So they're obviously doing that to save money most
right.
of the time. And do you feel like that's a good way to buy a gun?
Let me mention a couple more things.
Oh, yeah. No, like, absolutely.
And then, see, look, it even says, buy, sell used guns.
Yeah.
It's right on the ad. But, I'll tell you that.
I knew you did. I just had to set up the question.
Gotcha. Let me, I'll answer that, and you're going to like the answer, but let me get through the ad real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, please do.
CCW classes are on sale. They're normally $125. For those of people that have been through our class, you know we give you a ton of information. Like, okay, Chad.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, buddy. Are we an stand your ground state, or are we a castle doctrine state?
I think we're both.
Oh, don't tell him these things.
I guess it's we're like, both.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Cutting you guys off. This is not open book, open friend here, people. Yeah, we're both, right? And so there's just little things like people. Normally in the class, we always get people like, we're stand your ground. We're castle doctrine.
Right.
And then, hey, what is a potato gun? Is that a firearm?
It's a gun that shoots potatoes yeah, instead of bullets.
Right. But a firearm is defined as anything that expels a projectile by act of an explosive.
Oh, okay.
So is a potato gun a firearm?
No, because aren't they shot with air?
Well,
compressed
it
air?
Depends on what kind you made.
Okay, there you go.
Right, the compressed air one would be a projectile weapon because it expels a projectile. The other one would be a firearm because you use hairspray and the barbecue igniter,
mm-hmm.
right?
right. Anything with fire or explosion.
Right, so kind of an interesting little caveat. So, you know, we really go into the laws.
Yeah.
And we always get people go, man, I never thought of it that
way. Do you guys
way.
Sell potato guns?
No.
Does Glock make a potato
that'd
gun?
That'd be pretty sweet, though.
Buying Glocktober?
You want to go? You want to go like big bore, you get one that shoots 2 liters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had one of those in college. We used compressed air.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. Anyway, so CCW class, $100, great value. Normally $125. We give you lunch, includes your range fees. If you need a gun, give you a gun to use. Pretty comprehensive.
That's cool.
And just, you know, a couple of little topics we talk about right there.
Yeah.
And we get people, you know, literally in class are like, man, I never thought about it like that.
Right.
And it's just, you know, you just wouldn't think of it unless somebody prompted you.
Mm-hmm.
So defensive pistol class, it's a great class. It's a lot of shooting. We teach you how to draw from a holster, and you go literally for, you know, the CCW class, we shoot at 7 yards. In the defensive pistol class, we start at 0 yards. you are literally face to face with the target.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost touching,
mm-hmm.
and you got to get your pistol out and create the distance, get shots off.
Yeah,
and then clear malfunctions. That's a big one. Just not talking to ammunition malfunctions we learned about in the defense or in the CCW class. Talking about new malfunctions we introduce in the defensive pistol class.
To that point, I saw a video the other day of a police officer. I can't remember if this was a news story that had just come out or if I was kind of down a rabbit hole on YouTube and it was an older thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a police officer exactly in like the close quarters that you're talking about. It looked like a standard traffic stop. When he walks up to this guy's car, the guy opens the door and he's like the officer is on basically at the door.
Yeah.
Guy opens the door and he's holding a gun as he opens the he's holding a gun as he opens the door. The officer, like all in one motion, and we're on the radio so you can't see me, but Aaron can, and all in one motion falls backwards as he's pulling his gun out of his holster, and he's falling, and all in one motion falls, and by the time he hits the ground, he's already gotten a shot off.
Yeah.
And I don't think he killed the guy, but obviously he disabled him and
saved his life.
And and saved his own life. But it was incredible. Like, it was the way he
immediately just instinctually went into it.
Fell back, created, like you just said, created space, was able to, he's a moving target at that point too, so he's much harder to hit.
Yep, absolutely.
And it was just incredible. And I know that's not exactly the kind of thing that you teach, but it is, you know.
Yeah.
You do need to know how to protect yourself in a situation like that.
Yep. Another thing we're bringing back, and this has been on request now, the women's introduction to self-defense class.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last.
We had talked about that. I think you were talking about maybe getting the wife involved. But we had a couple customers in the store. They've got college-age girls.
Idea. Yeah.
And the one, you know, college-age boys, we're not talking I'm going blank. It's been a long week. College-age boy decided he was going to rappel off the roof of the dorm.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, my wife's telling me this story, and I'm looking at her like, oh, yeah. So he's on the roof. Apparently, he starts climbing down the side of the building on a rope, decides he doesn't want to go all the way to the ground, right, one reason or another. He ends up getting her window open, and he gets in to her dorm room.
Jeez.
Right. So, obviously, I don't remember if it was dad or uncle or grandpa, but either way, they're a little wigged out.
Yeah.
I would be too. So he ended up, getting some, so we saw just more than guns. He got some personal, we have a college safety kit for kids going off to college.
Oh, that's
boys
cool.
or girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have,
oh, that's a great idea.
Right. They have the dorm room had the peephole in it. They got a peephole cover. You can cover it up so nobody can look back in on you. They've got the personal alarm. So if you're going from class to dorm or dorm to out, and something happens, you can pull a personal alarm. It's got a strobe light and a real loud loud siren, like 120 or 130 decibels, something ridiculous. And then drink testers. So that way you can detect roofies
really?
Or any kind of sedative. Yeah, like benzos would be probably my big assumption. That
is that an easy, is it a quick,
you
easy thing to do?
Take a drop on there if it changes colors.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Kind of a neat deal. And then a door wedge alarm. So if somebody tries to force your door in, it wedges it closed, but then sets the alarm off to alert you it's going on.
Nice.
And then obviously we've got pepper spray, stun guns, stun gun flashlights, tasers. So we got a bunch of less than lethal options for your 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old. You know, or older.
Do you teach some of that stuff in the classes?
Yeah, we do. We have a practice canister of pepper spray. It's just an inert one. It's just got water in it and compressed air, and we shoot that.
Yeah.
And then we've got our firearms training simulator, so we can go through different scenarios,
too. Yeah, I wanted to make sure we talked about the simulator, because I think that's a really cool thing for people.
Yeah, it's a killer deal. I mean, to empower these college-age kids, boy or girl, you know what I'm saying? It makes no difference
for
to me.
Sure.
So we actually we want to reach out to the high schools and talk to the seniors that are getting ready to go to college, but we're a gun store, and that has this negative aura, I guess, around it. And they don't want to have anything to do with
that's
us.
That's ridiculous.
I know. That's like we're talking. You live in a world where an 18-year-old doesn't go drink. That's fine,
right?
You know,
right.
The rest of us acknowledge they're going to go drink.
I mean that. Yeah, and that You that know? Kitten and there you're is talking crime. About is so, you would think would be so valuable
it, for the
to
cost
somebody who's going out, is, you know, moving to college, especially
nothing.
If you're moving away
yeah.
at all, even if you're just going, you know, an hour away or something. Anytime, if you're going
not
to
in
live
the,
somewhere.
You're not in the protection of your parents' house.
Yeah.
You are on your own. You have no, I don't want to say adult supervising. You're 18.
Right.
You know, 19, but, you know, they...
And it's not... And I love that you're not just telling people, here, here's a gun, put this in your pocket, and you'll be fine.
Right.
You're if they do want a gun, you're teaching them how to use it.
Uh-huh. The rules, the
And
laws.
You're giving them all these other things with the stun guns and the tasers and the pepper spray and the wedge alarms and the people covers, all of these other things that are just... Common sense protections.
Right. And,
it's not all about just
and it's,
guns.
And it's preventative.
Right.
It really
right.
is. And it
Great
really
point.
Is. Some of the stuff is really, really preventative. Like, you know, you're out drinking. And you, again, I'm acknowledging that 18, 19, 20, 17, 16-year-olds are going to be drinking.
Right.
Right? Let's give them a tool to at least protect themselves so you don't put them in that situation where they've been sexually assaulted, raped, now they're pregnant, you know, whatever. You
yeah.
know, we can go down that rabbit hole pretty deep.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we're just not talking about the physical attack. Think about the stuff that happens afterwards.
Absolutely.
The depression, the suicide,
and,
et cetera.
Or, just like you said, preventative, just peace of mind, even
right.
if nothing ever happens.
For the parents, really
just
peace of mind.
Just that peace of mind that you
right.
are going to be as safe as you can possibly be.
Well, I'm thinking more peace of mind for the parents.
Yeah. But yeah, for
yeah.
all involved, no
so.
Doubt. Got to take a quick break. More about... Glocktober and what's happening at Southern Armory. Got some news stories that I want to talk about and some of your questions that
yep.
have been submitted to us. All of that and more. Don't go anywhere. It is Second Amendment Radio. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo and Aaron Tarlow with you. Chad Ellis, producer in the studio as well. We've been talking about some of the great things that Aaron has out there at Southern Armory, particularly when it comes to, well, at least what we're talking about there at the end of the segment, that college protection kit, which I just think is amazing. We're talking about the CCW classes, defensive pistol classes, all that other stuff, all the things surrounding Glocktober at
yep.
Southern Armory. Anything else that we need to
We put the used guns on the back burner.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But,
but I wanted to make sure we covered everything happening in Glocktober at Southern Armory.
Yeah, I think we got everything. But anyway,
great.
the safety chick kit, the women's intro to self-defense is back.
Yeah,
and
the class.
And you can sign up for it online. $25, and it gets you the pepper spray, and I think it comes with the trainer too. I can't remember. It's been a minute since we've done that class.
Yeah,
and like I said, it's back because we've had several instances where the grandparents, parents of college age kids have come in, and they're like, "Man,
I'd really like to."
Yeah, can you bring it back? Because they knew we'd done it over the summer, and there really wasn't that demand for it. But if you know a college age kid,
yeah.
Get them back for a weekend. If they're at Mizzou, it's only an hour and change.
Yeah.
If they're Carbondale or
well, I have you know,
SIU.
I have a sophomore in high school,
right? Perfect
daughter.
Get them
yeah.
in.
Yeah, and yeah,
they're gonna start drinking.
Yeah, you know, certainly, if she's gonna go away to college, I would insist
right.
that she take that class. But you don't even have, like you just said. It doesn't have to be. You don't even have to be going away to college.
Right.
Could
be a local.
That's a very common sense, just sort
yeah.
of good knowledge to have.
Right. And you get your high school senior in, your junior
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Get it now.
That's a great idea.
You know, we'll be
And you can always
them.
Take it again in a couple of years
yeah.
if you want a
right.
refresher course.
Yeah. No, there's no if and or doubts. It's,
right.
it's kind of a perishable skill. You know, there's certain things that you do. So, I've told you guys, and for the new listeners, I fly
mm-hmm.
airplanes, third generation pilot, and hopefully my daughter, Piper, who's named after an airplane.
Yes.
She will be a fourth generation pilot. She's
yeah.
one. But one of the things that we were talking about the other day was currency versus proficiency. Okay. And currency is more regulation, like, oh yeah, I can shoot, you know, 7 yards, right, for your CCW class, and I can hit at least 15 out of 20. Well, that means you can get a permit. But are you proficient with your firearm? Can you clear malfunctions? Can you shoot and hit all 20 out of 20 at 7 yards? What about at 15? What about at 20? What about at 25? And if you're like, sitting here going, I don't know about all that. The defensive pistol class is for you to get you proficient in your firearms handling. Can you draw from a holster smoothly? Mm-hmm. Can you reholster without looking? Okay. Can you do a mag change with that pistol in front of your face looking at your target versus down, you know, at the ground and you looking down at the ground too? So proficiency versus currency.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's the bare minimum you got to do. To be proficient, it's a level above.
Yeah.
And you could take it again. Become current again, or maybe get a little bit more proficient in a skill you're lacking.
Right.
We do private instruction,
too. It
would
be an easy thing. I mean, it's not something that you have to need.
Yeah.
Right. But after a few years, you remember some of the things that you learned, but it's not a bad idea to go back and get that refresher course at all.
And we sell the training sprays, too, separately. Mm-hmm. So you can come in, you know, once a year and get a training spray and play with it.
Oh, that's cool.
So you just kind of keep an idea of how the pepper spray is going to come out.
Yeah.
We also do private instruction. Okay. You can have two people for 2 hours for $200.
That's amazing.
Yeah. 200. Yeah. No, it might be 100. I lied to you. I think it's 100.
That's great.
What? Either regardless.
Right.
You talk to the wife and Jess at the shop and she'll get you hooked up.
Yeah.
But, you know, 2 hours, two people.
Yeah,
you know,
that's great.
And you can get instruction aimed more at your level. All right.
Learn all about it at SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
All right.
Chad's in the game.
He's here.
I asked you earlier about used guns because we're talking about Glocktober, talking about all the great deals on not just the Glock guns, but everything Glock related.
So
I said if somebody has a used gun and they want to bring it in or they want to upgrade their Glock and like you said they have a Gen 1 or something
or even a non Glock firearm.
Sure,
you know, we're not going to.
And
be
so
specific.
My question was, people, I know how I am.
Yeah.
And like when I was a kid and I would go to a record store, the first place I would go would be to the used CDs. Even if I was looking for a brand, something that was just released that month, I'd go and see if somebody had already sold it because I'm going to buy the used version so I can save a little bit of money.
Right.
What are your thoughts on people that want to come in and buy a used gun?
So with
it's a good way to go, bad
used,
way to go.
Used guns with us is a good way to go. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And we really check out those used guns. We are going to take the ones that we've turned guns down. We've told people, no, this is in such disrepair.
Nothing I can do with it.
There's nothing we can do with it. If you want us to take it off your hands and destroy it, we will. And then
we're not paying for it. We're not going to pay for it.
I'm literally going to take it back and cut it up.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had guns come in like that where it's just like it's not worth repairing. It's such in disrepair. You just need to destroy it. It's a danger to you and somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you die, God forbid, somebody's going to find that gun. Go, oh, look, I got a free gun. Let's go shoot it. And they're going to hurt themselves.
Right.
So we have destroyed guns on behalf of customers. Mm-hmm. Same thing with ammunition. We've destroyed ammunition on behalf of customers. So used guns with us is a great way to go. We function test them, make sure everything works, and we put them out. We do clean them. So when they come in, you know, we're actually opening it up. We're just not doing the quick. Yep. Does it cycle? Does it snap the end of the snap cap? And the one thing we do, we have snap caps. Snap caps are just fake ammunition. They look, feel just like real ammunition, but they don't go bang. Okay. And then what we do is we put.
But you know that the gun is working.
Right.
Because
you can see it cycle and eject.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we press the trigger, we put a little piece of tape over the back of the snap cap, and it punches a hole through the tape.
Oh, cool.
And so now we know everything, and there's firing pin, et cetera, is all working.
Everything's good.
So, and then it's a great way to go.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Used gun prices. We had somebody come in and was like, you know, hey, I'll give you, like, you know, it's like ridiculous. I'll give you like half the amount you want for this gun. You know, say it's like a $300 gun. I'll give you $100, $150. I go, really? He goes, I can get them all day online cheaper. I go, oh, well, let me make sure we don't have that gun mispriced, you know, or. Whatever. I look into it, and I found a gun online that was identical, and it was $150 more than what we were asking for it. And I was like, yeah, that gun's actually a little underpriced. And I showed him, and he was like, oh. I'm like, so if you want to buy it at that price, you can. But right. I'm going to probably have to change that pricing because it's way, way under market value. So, you know, basically, we're selling stuff that's, you know, less than what you can generally buy it online for on the used side of stuff.
Yeah.
And we do sell stuff online too. And it's really funny because like I keep telling my wife, I'm like, my wife will post a gun on you know one of the auction websites, and it'll be gone in a day. And she goes, yeah, man, they just hit the buy it now. And I go, huh? Yeah, maybe you should have asked more.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we shoot for 48 hours instead of less than 24, you know, like, you know, she's just looking at me and she's like, we made what we wanted to make on it. And I was like, yeah, I get it. That's right. I'm just giving you a hard time, you know. So we really do.
We've all done that where you've offered something for a price and somebody's like, yeah, I'll take it. And you're like, oh, what did I just do?
Yeah. Should have asked for
they
more.
They took it. That was a little too, you were too, a little too eager to accept my price.
Yeah. So with that all being said, used guns at our shop turn over quick.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet it's because of the pricing on it.
Yeah.
They're quality guns. Everything works. All the parts are there. We strive to get you the owner's manual, the original box, all the accessories that it came with.
Yeah. My guess is though that you would warn people if they weren't getting a used gun from somebody like you who's
check
going to take all the time to thoroughly check it out that you could be getting a gun that looks fine
on the outside,
but but it's a bad deal.
Yeah, I've had that on the
maybe not work or maybe
missing
be dangerous.
Parts. Yeah, I've had it. We've had guns come in where I bought it, you know, at a gun show and it doesn't work. And then they bring it in because we do gunsmithing too.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring it in and get in back. I take it apart and I'm like, it's missing a firing pin. who took this gun this far down and took out a firing pin,
right.
You know? And then you call a customer and you're like, yeah, it needs a firing pin. And they're like, oh, and then you're like, yeah. And it's, you know, X number of dollars in labor, you know, cause we charge a minimum shop half hour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's a $5 firing pin, you know, plus it's going to cost us a few minutes or a few bucks to ship,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so now they're like $10 in parts and, you know, $40 in labor and they're pissed because they spent $50 on a gun they only bought for $150 or $200.
Right.
You know, they don't want to put that much money into it. And it's like, you guys need to seriously check these guns out, you know.
That's shady, though, that you would get something that didn't have, you know.
It happens more than you think, honestly. And, you know, and I mean, I get it. You think you're getting a great deal.
Right.
And at the same time, it keeps the gunsmithing side at Southern Armory, you know, hopping.
Yeah.
You know, where we have a little bit of a lead time.
Yep.
But used guns, definitely, through us, great way to save a few bucks, because we always try to keep them less than the new guns. There are the occasional time that they cost more than a new gun. It's because maybe they come, like we had one guy come in, he had like 15 magazines.
Wow.
Those magazines were $30-something a piece.
Wow.
So you can do the math,
yeah.
You know, real quick. He had like $300-something in magazines,
mm-hmm.
plus the gun,
mm-hmm.
which was a, you know, brand new, a $500 gun. And then he had night sights and extra barrel and, you know, a holster. And, you know, so that gun was, you know, like you could have bought it new for $500, just the gun. But mm-hmm. by the time all the accessories and everything were factored in, it was like $750, $800.
Right.
But somebody got a killer deal.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, because it would have been a close probably to $1,200 by the time you bought all that stuff.
We only have a few minutes left in this segment. Don't go anywhere because we have a whole nother segment to go before the show is
bunch
over.
Bunch of good questions.
But yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on a story here. How much time do we have, Chad? What do we have? A couple minutes?
Like three.
Okay, perfect.
More than a couple. Less than a half dozen.
There was a story, and I am pulling it up right now. Police warn, don't buy novelty gun cases for your phone. So I guess there are these protective cases for your cell phones that the case is shaped like a gun. So it makes your phone look like a gun. It's the protective case. And police are sending warnings to consumers to encourage them not to buy novelty phone cases that make their cell phones look like guns. Quote, please do not purchase or let your children purchase this cell phone case. Although a novelty, it will create an unwanted security. It will create unwanted scrutiny from law enforcement for whoever uses it. This is from the San Mateo. It's somewhere in California, I think.
Shocking.
Yeah. Look at this thing, though. Look at the case. Sticking out of that guy's
really
shorts.
Really?
It looks like a gun.
That's really legit. That looks like a SIG 226 or 22. Man, you can tell I work at a gun store.
Right. But yeah, what are your, look at that, Chad. What are your thoughts on that?
Well,
would you agree 100% with the police on this?
Louise, I'm not going to lie to you. That is insane. We need to post that on Second Amendment Radio so people can see that.
Yeah. We should put it on the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page. I'll send you the link and you can post it.
Right. I'll post it. Wow, that is insane. No, it looks legitimately like a SIG. And for those the hardcore gun people or the SIG people in radio land here, you're gonna be like, that looks like a SIG 226 or 229 hanging out of that guy's back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it looks like. So in St. Louis, probably not a big deal. I mean, I've seen stranger stuff.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. Yeah, I could see where cops would be in California, especially where.
You're a gun guy, you know. And when you look at that, do you think that's cool or do you think that that's silly? Like,
I think it should be in a holster, but I mean, that's just me, you know. Like, what do you have in your holster? Oh, it's my iPhone.
It's my phone.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
It's the new Samsung S9.
Yeah. You know, I think there's just better phone cases out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something I would buy.
It seems like a very dumb thing
to
risk.
And the guy's open carrying, too. I mean, I use that term loosely because it is a cell phone
right,
in my pocket.
Right.
But
you're doing that because you're trying to get attention.
Right. Yeah.
You're trying to make people go, oh my gosh, they got a gun. And then like, no, it's my phone.
Yeah. I got you. It's like, you know, remember those old lighters that look like firearms?
Yeah.
You know, kind of like that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna light my cigarette, and then you point it right at your face and
right.
press the trigger, and then it lights the cigarette.
Yeah.
You're like, really, dude?
Right, right.
You know, it's an accident probably waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is. You're going to get, you know, and again, I love cops now, but, you know, in a state like California, you are going to get some seriously unwanted attention.
Right.
In a state like Missouri, where open carries, you know, kind of the law of the land and kind of the law of the land.
Yeah, but if you're doing anything, sketchy, and you've got that hanging out of your pocket on top of it. Yeah. We need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to go. Second Amendment Radio on FM News Talk 97.1. We're still looking at the gun case, the phone case that looks like a gun, I should say.
It's getting posted right meow.
There you go. There you go.
Notice I said meow.
I did.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo and Aaron Tarlow here with you. Aaron is the owner of Southern Armory. Producer Chad Ellis in the studio as well, and in that last segment, we were just talking about a story that came out this week about police officers asking people to not buy these novelty phone cases that make your phone look like a gun, and I'm telling you,
it looks like a gun.
It looks like a gun. There's no way, because when I read it, what I pictured was nothing close to what it actually is. We're putting this story on the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page.
It is up right now. You can go to the webpage.
It's up meow. So you can go to Second Amendment Radio on Facebook and look at this story for yourself and get your thoughts. Both Aaron and I think that's a little bit over the top, ridiculous. I would never let my kid have that.
I mean,
I don't want them to even be. If they're in a bad spot or they're around somebody who's not doing the right thing and police officers show up and my kid's got this phone case hanging out of their pocket that makes it look like they've got a gun
in
there.
You know, now let's say your kid takes it. Let's say you got an elementary school aged kid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They call those school agers. I had to ask the wife, but
okay.
I believe it's called school agers.
All right.
Okay, and then you got middle school and high school.
So I'll take your wife. Yep. Your wife's word for it.
Yeah, so let's go with school age kids. I don't know, that's what I pick up, you know.
Sure.
So they would be in some serious trouble.
Yeah.
Like suspended serious trouble. I remember back in the day, you know, I graduated from high school in 2003, but it was not uncommon, even when I was in junior high or high school, to carry a knife. You know, it was not uncommon to carry a knife.
Yeah.
It really was not.
No.
And my parents, when they were in school,
yeah, it wasn't uncommon for
to have a gun in the car.
Yeah.
For them, you know, 17, 18 year old, you know, senior, you know, you had a gun rack in the back window of the truck with a gun, and it was no big deal.
Right.
And they taught hunter's ed in and gun schools, and some schools close for deer season. That is just, it is really crazy about how this has changed in 60 years.
Right. Right.
You know, and really not even 60 years, because my mom, I'm not going to tell you how old my mom is, but let's just say in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
How it's changed.
For sure.
Because 40 years ago would have put my mom right at the brink of going into college, or yep, already maybe in college. So
go to the Facebook page to see it for yourself. Check out this story.
You're not going
to
believe it.
While you're there.
I'm still stunned.
I know.
I was not expecting that out of
you. That's why when I saw the story, I was like, I can't wait to talk to Aaron about this, because
I was waiting for some help.
When I read the headline, I thought, okay, this is just going to be some silly little story.
Clickbait.
I just read it because of this show, I like to stay up on any news stories involving firearms or guns in case it's something interesting we can talk about. But when I read that headline, I thought, there's no way this is going to be something we talk about on the show,
insane.
But I'm going to check it out. And then when I saw the pictures, basically, not just read the story, but saw the pictures,
yep,
I thought, this is definitely something we need to talk
about. And it's cross-posted. It's on Second Amendment Radio, and then it'll be on Southern Armory here.
Very good.
You can go to either or. Like both.
Yeah.
Like both pages.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was about to say. So go and check out Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, Southern Armory Facebook page, and while you're at either one of those places, submit your questions for the show. We get questions all throughout the week. We try to get to as many of them as we can. You can also tweet me your questions at TonyColombo971. I'm always on Twitter, always checking Twitter. So just ask questions there, and we will try to get to everybody's questions on the show. One of the questions that I had, as this is Glocktober, and we're getting to that Halloween season.
Yep.
I had somebody ask me, and when I read this question, I thought, I can't believe I never thought of that. That's not brilliant, but it's like, well, I can totally see this happening. Are you familiar with, or do people ever come to the store maybe and look at Halloween time for guns to use as props in haunted houses or anything like that? Like, oh, we're going to create like a murder scene and we want it to be as real looking.
Realistic.
Like, if you've ever been through a haunted house that has a guy with a chainsaw, but
right?
The chains,
but there's no chain. Yeah.
But there's no chain.
Uh-huh.
We want to have this scene where these guns, but we're not going to have the clips in them. They're all going to be unloaded, but we want it to be as real
right.
as possible.
So what I would tell you is, first of all, they're going to come in. They're going to see a $500 Glock this month.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And they're going to go $500 to make it look realistic.
For one little prop, right.
Or we can
But
get
what
you,
about people that already have guns?
Yeah. So
you already have a family, and you know that this part, my uncle has a gun and my dad has a gun and this guy has a gun. And so I'm going to ask them all if I can borrow them, and we're going to hang them, and we're going to use them in this.
Man, that's a slippery slope. Sounds like somebody could get hurt.
Right.
You know,
it sounds like a terrible idea.
It's a tool, not a prop.
Right.
And if you're being insistent on it, we can get you airsoft guns. They are a fraction of what a real gun costs.
Right.
And they look.
You guys sell those?
They
there?
Look real. We order them in.
You can order them in if people want them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really get a big demand on them.
Right.
But we can get them. We've got the account set up, you know, because obviously we're selling, you know, SIG, you know, and SIG does air versions of all of their real guns.
Airsoft guns, was that a fad that, like, caught on, got red hot, and then kind of went away pretty quick? Or
I think,
because I feel like it was in the news, or maybe it was just, maybe there was just a couple of stories that happened.
Right, and it was in the news cycle, and then it kind of died off.
Yeah.
But no, it's still a thing.
It's still a thing?
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's still a thing. And, I mean, we're not seeing, I think the people that are in it are in it.
Yeah.
And I think,
and they probably don't go to Southern Armory. They have their airsoft.
I don't know really anybody that sells airsoft in St. Louis.
Right.
I'm sure there's somebody out there going, oh, well, so-and-so sells it.
Right,
and, you know, they're like, I remember paintball when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Paintball was a big thing. I still have my paintball gun. It's it's an AR-15.
There you go.
It looks just like an AR. And I actually would, when I go to play paintball, I'd have people go, I'm not playing with this dude. And they would walk off the field. because I had, you know, and it had a hopper, and it had a, you know, I had a detached tank that I wore on my belt. And,
right.
But the thing was accurate and had rifle sights, you know, real long barrel. It was like a 20-inch barrel, and it had rifle sights. I was hitting you from far away.
That's awesome.
And it was slick fire, which was cool because it was, you know, kind of before the electronic guns had really come out, mm-hmm. where you could make it, you know, three burst or full auto or whatever. Mine was select fire, so it was kind of a neat deal. And it had a collapsible stock. It felt just like an AR. The weight was a little off, but it felt,
sure,
you know, ergonomically like one. So again, I don't see a lot of people getting it, but I don't have kids that are teenagers,
right?
You know, yeah. I got a 14-month-old, so but she, you know, I'm sure paintball will still be around,
right?
But I think it's those certain individuals that kind of get into it. But I haven't played paintball in,
I know,
probably close to a decade.
And it was so fun. It was so fun.
I had a good time with it. I know there's a couple paintball places that are still in existence to fill my tanks.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a few fields still kind of out there. But mm-hmm. I think airsoft is kind of the same way. You're either in it and you know where to go and get into it. And if not, it's a little harder.
I want to get to one more question before we run out of time.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know if this is something you can answer in the time that we have left. Maybe this will spill over into next week's discussion. But another question I had sent to me this week was, do you think that we will ever see our CCW permits be good nationwide?
So I posted a link on, I know, Southern Armory.
Okay.
And I think I also posted it on Second Amendment Radio because I do a lot of cross-posting.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes I put it just exclusively on one and then I share on the other. It's whatever. But there was a bill introduced. And if I'd have known this was coming, I'd have pulled it up.
Well, like I said, it could spill in the next week.
Right. It could.
We only have a few minutes left.
And it might still spill in next week. But what would happen is people will want to. Here we go. House passes bill allowing concealed carry across state lines. Now, mind you, the House passed the bill. This is dated December 5th, 2017. So it's a little bit older of an article. I'm not sure really of the status of it, but it's sent to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And
where it probably just died.
Yeah,
they probably never even took it up.
It may have.
Yeah.
But I can look it up.
That's a move.
We can talk about it next week. It is.
Yeah.
I think you will see it. I think Trump is for it.
Yeah.
I think depending
on how, particularly if he gets reelected, maybe, and has another 4 years.
That would be six years from now.
Yeah.
I think you'd see it. I think if we have a good November, you know, I hate to get really into the political side of things.
Right.
But, you know, I think if we have
that's going to be unavoidable in about a month.
Yeah,
you and I are going to be talking about elections because
I get robocalls like crazy.
Well, and because a lot of the things that we talk about
are politically driven,
right. and politically they're affected by politics,
right? And I understand that. I get that.
So
I think that
as soon as Glocktober's over, baby, we're going to be talking politics.
It's the first Tuesday in November. It's coming up quicker than you think. So with that means I got to file my absentee ballot too. But regardless, I think that you will see it. Trump said he would be in support of it. He was endorsed by the NRA, I believe, if I recollect correctly, the only president ever to be endorsed by the NRA. So I don't want to say he owes the gun owners of America, but if I have seen him where if you've thrown your support behind him, he has responded in kind. So I think if we have a good November and we take some Senate seats,
right,
and we become more of a majority, then I think that you could very well see it. Now, that being said, we need to make sure that us as the constituents, we are voicing that we want this done.
Right.
So when we get rid of Claire, okay, which is coming up here in like 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
We're giving her eviction notice. We need to be on Holly to be on that side of the bill,
right,
of where, you know, because it's stupid. You can drive in all 50 states and territories,
right,
on your driver's license. You should be able to carry too.
We are out of time. Learn all about Glocktober, all the great deals happening at Southern Armory by going to southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
Chad is still here. Go to the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, the Southern Armory Facebook page, or my Twitter at TonyColombo971. Send us your questions for next week's show, and we will see you then. For Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, and our producer Chad, I am Tony Colombo. We will see you next next Saturday at 3 o'clock right here for another edition of Second Amendment Radio. Thank you so much for listening.
Get more at 971talk.com.